Hello.
Oh, hey girl.
Yes, I did get your gift.
He is so wonderful. In fact, he's in front of me right now. I'm using him as a footstool as we speak.
Yes, he's absolutely obedient. It's perfect. I don't know how you train them so well. Your slaves are always top quality, babe. Oh, did I let him come yet?
Oh, come on, it's me. You know my reputation. I only let my boys come once a year, tops.
And plus, you put that cock cage on him so tight and perfect. I didn't even want to touch it.
Beautiful stainless steel, by the way. Oh my goodness. And the spikes are a nice touch, too. So extra, girl. Come to think of it, wait, I haven't even thought about this until now, but where's the key to it?
Oh?
Oh, it was in the card? Taped to the back? I totally threw that away. Yeah, it's long gone by now. Oh my God. Oh no, that is so fucking sad. Do you hear that, darling? My bad. Don't worry. He'll get used to it.
Isn't that right, boy? Oh, I have him gagged right now. Or else I'd let him say hi to you.
Yeah, I can feel him shaking under my feet ever since the whole key thing. Aw. But he's such a good boy. And I know you train them well, so I'm sure he'll man up and pull himself together, seriously. Yeah, well, what's my favorite thing about him? I mean, I like that he's strong. Like, you must have made him work out like crazy to get those perfect abs, huh? Yeah, he can kneel and bend over for hours. I've literally been binging Netflix the last few hours, and he's been on his hands and knees this entire time. No problem. And his arms are huge. Yeah, oh my God, seriously, I make him carry me up and down the stairs, and he does it so effortlessly. Yeah, and I've been making him move my furniture all around the house. Yeah, I want to try a lot of different setups. I have like so many ideas for this place. But I can only imagine how sore he must be, 'cause I don't really give him a lot of breaks. Well, my other slaves are pretty scrawny, so I guess he's just gonna be stuck with all the manual labor from now on. Mowing the lawn, scrubbing the floors, painting the walls, doing my laundry, doing the dishes. Oh, yeah, you're gonna have a pretty tough life, aren't you, boy? At least all that sexual frustration will give you plenty of energy, huh? I can't wait to see the sweat glisten off those abs while I watch him dig the hole for my new pool. Seriously. It's gonna be so extra. I know, right? He's such a hottie. Well, yeah, those muscles are definitely sexy, yeah. But he has a really cute face, too. That's the thing. Like, even cuter when it's all gagged up and he can't fucking say anything. You should see the way he looks up at me with those pleading eyes. He's definitely my prettiest slave. Tonight, I think I'm gonna teach him how to eat me out.
Oh? No way, you already taught him that?
Oh yeah, he knows all the tricks. Oh my God, you are seriously the best girl. I mean, there's always more to teach, but it's gonna be so much easier now. So did you let him come at all while you were training him? Oof, not even once? And how long were you training him for? 6 months? Oh, yeah, that sounds about right. He's been looking pretty desperate the whole time I've had him. Poor thing. It won't be that long until he forgets what it feels like how to have an orgasm altogether. He'll just be my mindless, horny beefcake man, entranced by my perfect body, my juicy tits, my juicy ass. Following me everywhere I go, just eagerly waiting for me to control him and give him purpose. Life is good. Well, anyway, yeah, I'm going to finish the last couple episodes of my show, so thank you so much again, babe. I promise I'm going to get you back for this. Ta-ta. Bye.